From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another extension to the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna. The nuclear talks with Iran are described by a Western official as not open-ended and have been extended for the last time. The unnamed officials suggest the years-long negotiations are down to their final 48 hours. Federica Mogherini is the European Union's foreign policy chief.
We are continuing to negotiate for the next couple of days. We are interpreting in a flexible way our deadline, which means that we are taking the time, the days we still need to finalize the agreement, which is something that is still possible, even if now we're getting into the difficult time.
A comprehensive nuclear agreement being negotiated would cut Iran's uranium enrichment program to keep it from being able to build an atomic bomb. Sanctions that have wrecked the economy would be eased and eventually lifted. Heavily armed militants reportedly attacked a convoy of buses and army escorts near Impekatone in Kenya's eastern Lamu region near Somalia. The French press agency says there were no immediate reports of casualties. That report followed an early Tuesday attack on the northeast Kenyan town of Mandera, claimed by al-Shabaab gunmen, who killed at least 14 people identified as quarry workers. 11 others were wounded. Joseph Nkeri is a Kenyan cabinet official.
The attackers blew up the gate of the estate using IEDs. The intention of the heinous murderers was to take siege of the quarters with the aim of executing 150 residents of the estate.
All those killed were believed to be non-Muslims. Mandera was the scene in December of a similar nighttime attack by al-Shabaab that killed more than 30 quarry workers, many of them Christian. Nearly 150 people, mostly students, were killed by al-Shabaab at a university in Garissa in April. This is VOA News.